future. Welcome to Rundown.
Okay, welcome to another episode of Run Talk. Sorry, I've been a little bit absent for the last couple of weeks. Ultimately, it comes down to the problem of trying to have the perfect scenario to find the time to record, and that's just not happening, not necessarily realistic at this time of year. Very busy time of year, both in training and in work, family balance, life. So I've decided to go with a recording while I'm in the car. Hopefully the audio quality is not too bad, but this way I can get the content out. So a little update in how things are going. Basically training the actual half marathons in 4 weeks from Sunday just gone, so it's Tuesday today. So 4 weeks to go, getting to the pointy end. Training hasn't been as consistent as I would have liked. The dental problem, having that tooth removed, seemed to cause a lot of disruptions to the whole process of training. The after effects with the, I've got a bit of an infection in the jawbone, which caused a lot of problems, lots of antibiotics that didn't make me feel awesome, didn't feel like training, but I'm slowly getting over that now. That's 5 weeks ago. I've still got a bit of a hole in the gum, but all the pain's gone away and it's sort of become more manageable. So basically training now is, last couple of days I've done a couple of 10.5, 11K type runs. So again, with that plan of trying to do 2 days in a row to get a half over 2 days, or, you know, a quarter on each day. That seems to be going well, pulling up quite well from that, not really feeling any major fatigue or effects. They are easy runs, so you sort of expect not to be in too much pain or dramas. So, at this point, we're 4 weeks to go. I've obviously got to really get focused and step it up. Haven't got much time. I've sort of decided, given that I feel like I need to make a little bit of training up. And obviously, I don't want to go into this overtrained, but I'm going to do a one-week taper, which I think is probably fine for a half marathon. Obviously, with the follow, I'll probably do a two-week taper. And with the one-week taper, I'm feeling like I'm going to, we'll see how we go when we get there, but I'm sort of, at this point, I'm feeling like I'll probably do maybe 3 or 4 runs in the taper week that are, you know, between 2 and 5 Ks, with maybe a short, quick run, a day or two, maybe on the Friday or something, just to get some turnover and get a bit of speed happening pre-run. Again, I'm still not thinking that this is going to be any sort of PB-type effort. I don't want to jeopardize the training for the marathon, so... again, it's really a training run versus a, you know, an all-out attempt to go and smash a record or whatever it may be. So that's sort of the plan moving towards the taper. So at this point, I want to make sure that as I progress the training, that I don't start getting any niggles or tweaks. That's historically a problem with the building, so I want to be mindful of that and make sure I do take rest in between efforts. Again, with the gym, I've been doing plenty of leg work at the gym, but I think I'm going to maybe back off on that. I have started backing off a little bit on the weights in the gym, as far as the weight. So I've come down and made the weights lighter, and just to get more of the repetitions with a lighter weight. So I'm still getting some stimulation, but I'm not really hammering and fatiguing the muscles, trying to sort of just preserve that and trying to save the legs for the actual running days. So, you know, to some degree, I think there's some benefit there because I'm doing stretching, lengthening type, you know, calf raises with some eccentric loading. That's good. I feel that's good from the perspective of just stretching and strengthening the muscles without overloading them, but I'm sort of dropping the weight by half of what I normally do because I'm finding that too much work in both the running and the weights is fatiguing the muscles too much. So I'm going into preservation mode at this point, I guess, to try and just keep things on track. Nutrition's going well. I've sort of really tried to focus on the nutrition again, pull that back to being more on point. Trying to make sure I get some carbs in after each run, just to try and restock the glycogen. Nothing crazy. I'm not a big carb eater, so like for instance today I had a smoothie after the run, and with lots of good things, anti-inflammatory things like flaxseed, chia seeds, collagen for the protein. It's a coconut milk base. I'm trying to sort of back off the dairy at the moment. Then obviously, you know, things like cinnamon for a bit of flavour, coconut oil for some good fats, and then apart from that, just you know, I added a date to get a bit of sweetness and a bit of sugar, and that's sort of it. I also had, when I got back from the run, I guess it's really a paleo type recipe, a homemade cookie, which is, it's not really got a lot of sugar or sweetness. It's no sugar. It's an erythritol recipe. It does have some orange juice in, because it's an orange flavored choc chip cookie. So the orange juice would have a little bit of sugar in there. So that, you know, again, coming back from the run, just to try and get a little bit of something in. But I'm trying to keep it pretty clean. So yeah, things are going well. Nothing's really niggling. I've got a little bit of tightness in the calf, probably more the right calf than anything, but so I'm sort of just being mindful of that and trying to make sure I'm keeping on top of it with physio, making sure I'm doing, you know, trigger point stretching. I'm doing a lot of flossing with the rock floss pre and post run, and also at other times, just to try and get that fascia sort of moving and work on that tightness. And then basically, the plan at this point, or loose plan, I guess, is to try and get a bit of volume, but trying to get some consistency. I'm hoping to maybe get 5 runs a week as a minimum at this point. So I'm thinking about mixing in a few sort of 5K days just to keep the turnover and but sort of make it easy. The longer runs I'm doing really easy, trying to keep down at a low heart rate, sort of zone 2. And then, I'm thinking about maybe dropping those mid-long runs back and just sort of going for a long run on the weekend for the next week or two, maybe. But it's a fine line. I'm trying to get some volume gradually. I don't want to do one big long run and sort of cause any problems. So doing a couple of 11Ks in a row, and then I'll maybe do a 5K tomorrow. Maybe I'll mix it up a bit, do sort of a 6 or an 8K. Maybe sort of stick to mostly around there and maybe hopefully get up to, I don't know, maybe a 15K in the next few weeks. I don't think I need to go much past that. So that's sort of the plan at this point. So that's just a quick wrap up. I hope your running's going well and everything's working for you the way you're hoping. And we'll catch you next time. So until next time, enjoy your running. Thank you. Bye. Run talk's over. Thanks for listening.